Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Preparations are underway for a possible government shutdown after most lawmakers went home for the weekend without a spending plan. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and others did stay behind to work on a possible stopgap measure, but as NPR's Amy Held reports, the deadline is in a week and no consensus is in sight.
House Republicans can't agree even on a temporary plan. As Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he'll try again next week, but even if factions can come together, a partisan deal may be dead on arrival in the Democratic-led Senate. That would trigger a shutdown that would stop non-essential services at federal agencies and paychecks for millions of workers. During the last shutdown in 2019, garbage piled up at national parks, bathrooms went uncleaned.
Well, that would really stink, literally and figuratively.
Danny Scruggs was visiting the Blue Ridge Parkway in North Carolina, where workers could be furloughed if Capitol Hill can't agree.
I get annoyed that they can't just get along and compromise.
Short of that, the White House is making preparations for an October 1st shutdown. Amy Held, NPR News.
After a special legislative session in Tennessee failed to yield any meaningful gun safety legislation, the state's Democrats are looking to the federal government for help. Paige Flager from member station WPLN has more.
The Biden administration's new Office of Gun Violence Prevention will give states guidance on how to slow firearm deaths. And the stakes are high in Tennessee. Gunshot wounds are the leading cause of death for children in the state. Tennessee ranks among the top 10 in the nation for per capita firearm homicides and is one of the most dangerous states for women killed by men. Polling shows most Tennesseans want that to change, especially after a school shooting killed six people in March. Democratic lawmakers couldn't get gun reform measures through the Republican-controlled legislature, but they are hoping help from the new federal office could make the state safer. For NPR News, I'm Paige Flager in Nashville.
The expanded UAW strike could start to affect drivers who need repairs, but analysts say the strikes still have no real effect on the availability of cars for purchase. NPR's Camila Domonoske reports.
The UAW put workers on strike at every parts distribution center for GM and Stellantis, but not Ford, citing progress in those talks. These warehouses send replacement parts out to dealerships. Pete DeVito is with a union representing dealership workers, and he said the problem is simple.
The technicians can't fix the cars without the parts.
Many dealerships have been stockpiling parts in case this happened. And General Motors says it has contingency plans it could activate to keep warehouses running. The union is emphasizing its demand to end pay tiers, including lower levels of pay for workers at some of these parts distribution centers. GM and Stellantis say they have put competitive offers on the table. Camila Domonoske, NPR News.
This is NPR. Wildfires are pumping smoke into the air across big swaths of the western U.S. this weekend. Climate change is making fire seasons longer and smokier. And now scientists are learning about the long-term health costs of smoke. NPR's Alejandra Marunda reports on what they're finding out.
Doctors have known for years that wildfire smoke hurts people's health when it floats into town. But now they're starting to understand how it can do harm years after it drifts away. Firefighters who breathe in lots of smoke have a higher risk of lung cancer. One study tracked people for a few years after a big Montana fire. 2 full years later, their lung capacity still wasn't back to normal. There's also growing evidence that smoke exposure increases the risk of heart disease and brain diseases like Alzheimer's. Health experts say if you can smell smoke, try to stay inside. Alejandra Borunda, NPR News.
In France, thousands of activists from community groups, far-left parties, and unions held marches around the country today against racism and police brutality. This as lingering anger over the killing by police of 17-year-old Nahel Merzouk in June continues. Those rallying want a limit on the use of firearms by police and an independent body to investigate accusations of police brutality. The protests put authorities on edge at a time when French police are deployed en masse for a string of high-security events, including visits from the Pope and Britain's King and Queen, along with 3 Rugby World Cup matches. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.